talking about the weather. 2. Part A, micro listening. Sentence structure, auxiliary do, used for emphasis.
Drill 1. Listen to the following sentences carefully and put a tick in the brackets to the sentences in which do, does, or did are used emphatically.
1. Do you have furniture yet?
2. Michael does everything he can to help others.
3. I did send some clothes to the laundry this morning.
4. She didn't look in the wardrobe.
5. My father did finish the job all by himself.
6. We do hope you can come and visit us in June.
7. He did repair his own car.
8. Who does more housework at your home?
9. Thomas does speak Spanish well.
10. Carol did the washing up after dinner. Drill 2. You will hear 5 sentences. Each will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and write them down quickly.
1. Sally does the program on health every Saturday evening. Sally does the program on health every Saturday evening. Sally does the program on health every Saturday evening.
2. Why don't you get a decent job? Why don't you get a decent job? Why don't you get a decent job?
3. Please do come when you want to. Please do come when you want to. Please do come when you want to.
4. I'm sure Tom did say it. I'm sure Tom did say it. I'm sure Tom did say it.
5. Did Mr. Power call me while I was out for lunch? Did Mr. Power call me while I was out for lunch? Did Mr. Power call me while I was out for lunch? Part B. Macro listening. Passage 1. We can decide after the forecast. Now listen to the passage.
Let's watch the weather forecast on television. We may go to Scotland, we may go to Wales or London. We can decide after the forecast.
Good morning, and here is the weather forecast for tomorrow. Northern Scotland will be cold, and there may be snow over high ground. In the north of England, it will be a wet day, and rain will move into Wales and the Midlands during the afternoon. East Anglia will be generally dry, and it will be a bright, clear day with sunshine, but it may rain during the evening. In the southwest, it may be foggy during the morning. but the afternoon will be clear. It may be windy later in the day.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Let's watch the weather forecast on television. We may go to Scotland, we may go to Wales or London. We can decide after the forecast.
Good morning, and here is the weather forecast for tomorrow. Northern Scotland will be cold, and there may be snow over high ground. In the north of England, it will be a wet day and rain will move into Wales and the Midlands during the afternoon. East Anglia will be generally dry, and it will be a bright, clear day with sunshine. But it may rain during the evening. In the southwest, it may be foggy during the morning, but the afternoon will be clear. It may be windy later in the day.
Question number 1. What is the woman planning to do?
Question number 2. Can she fly to northern Scotland tomorrow morning, according to the weather forecast? Why or why not?
Question number 3. When is she watching the forecast?
Question number 4. What does the forecast mainly tell us?
Question number 5. What can you infer from the text?
Exercise 2. Listen to the weather forecast again and mark on the map on the next page the weather conditions in those areas.
Let's watch the weather forecast on television. We may go to Scotland, we may go to Wales or London. We can decide after the forecast.
Good morning, and here is the weather forecast for tomorrow. Northern Scotland will be cold, and there may be snow over high ground. In the north of England, it will be a wet day and rain will move into Wales and the Midlands during the afternoon. East Anglia will be generally dry, and it will be a bright, clear day with sunshine. But it may rain during the evening. In the southwest, it may be foggy during the morning, but the afternoon will be clear. It may be windy later in the day.
Passage 2. The trip was not easy. Now listen to the passage.
Mr. Baker is a pilot. He often flies between New York and California. Sometimes the weather is good, and sometimes it's bad. Last week, the weather was bad all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast. There were clouds in New York City. It was cloudy in Chicago, too. It was stormy over Iowa. There were storms over Nebraska, too. It was windy over Colorado, and there was snow in the mountains. There was smog in California. It was smoggy in the big cities. Mr. Baker was worn out. The trip was not easy. There was bad weather all the way.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage carefully and complete the following with what you hear on the tape.
Mr. Baker is a pilot. He often flies between New York and California. Sometimes the weather is good, and sometimes it's bad. Last week, the weather was bad all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast. There were clouds in New York City. It was cloudy in Chicago, too. It was stormy over Iowa. There were storms over Nebraska, too. It was windy over Colorado, and there was snow in the mountains. There was smog in California. It was smoggy in the big cities. Mr. Baker was worn out. The trip was not easy. There was bad weather all the way.
Exercise 2. Listen to the tape again and fill in the blanks with 8 adjectives that describe the weather conditions in the places you hear on the tape.
Mr. Baker is a pilot. He often flies between New York and California. Sometimes the weather is good, and sometimes it's bad. Last week, the weather was bad all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast. There were clouds in New York City. It was cloudy in Chicago, too. It was stormy over Iowa. There were storms over Nebraska, too. It was windy over Colorado, and there was snow in the mountains. There was smog in California. It was smoggy in the big cities. Mr. Baker was worn out. The trip was not easy. There was bad weather all the way.
This is the end of Lesson 16.